For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh again took the oath for a seat on the Supreme Court in the ceremony in the White House East Room. President Trump apologized to the Kavanaugh family for the bruising confirmation battle that focused on charges of sexual misconduct.
Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception.
Kavanaugh said he has promoted women throughout his career.
I'm proud that all four of my newly hired law clerks at the Supreme Court are women, a first in the history of the Supreme Court.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh again took the oath for a seat on the Supreme Court in the ceremony in the White House East Room. President Trump apologized to the Kavanaugh family for the bruising confirmation battle that focused on charges of sexual misconduct.
Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception.
Kavanaugh said he has promoted women throughout his career.
I'm proud that all four of my newly hired law clerks at the Supreme Court are women, a first in the history of the Supreme Court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hurricane Michael is just off the western tip of Cuba and heading north. Hurricane Center forecaster Tim Oren.
Current winds are about 80 miles per hour. We are expecting it to strengthen over the next couple days.
Mandatory evacuations have already been ordered in parts of the Florida Panhandle. Governor Rick Scott.
Do not take a chance on storm surge. 7 to 11 feet of storm surge is deadly. The water could be over roofs of houses. I cannot stress enough how dangerous the storm surge can be. In my direction, the State Emergency Operations Center activated to a level 1 at 7 a.m., which means the state emergency response team is on 24-hour activation and response.
Federal and state investigators are on the scene of Saturday's limo crash in New York that left 20 people dead. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the limo had failed an inspection just last month.
The owner of the company had no business putting a failed vehicle on the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Elon Musk and his New Age rocket company, Space Exploration Technologies, achieved another milestone in his quest to send the human race further out into space. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
SpaceX successfully completed its first West Coast rocket landing. Sunday was the first time the company successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California and successfully landed it on a concrete landing pad.